大家好。
Good afternoon.
礼拜五我突然间病了。
I was sick suddenly this Friday.
以前因为是敏感，敏感一直没有好，后来好像又得了感冒。
Before it was allergy, and I wasn't getting well. This time was cold.
所以礼拜六昨天我就睡了一天。
So I slept all day yesterday.
就好了很多。
I got a lot better.
我为什么要说呢？
Why do I want to inform you?
因为我们教会有一个例子，就是讲完道以后，讲员要在后面跟大家握手。
Because there is a rule at our church that the preacher is supposed to shake hands with everyone.
今天我就不跟大家握手了。
So today I will not shake hands with you.
免得还有把剩下的都传给大家。
So I will not spread the disease.
那我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
慈悲的天父。
Our dear Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你把你自己的宝贵的话语放在我们当中。
I thank you for you to give us your precious words.
孩子不配，但愿主你自己帮助我今天在这里侍奉。
Though I'm not qualified, I pray that you will help me to serve you.
因为在你一切都是可以的。
For you to be with me,I can do all things.
我们愿意把主你这的话语研究的清楚放在我们的心里。
We want to study your word clearly so we may know it in our heart.
祈求乃是奉主的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 今天跟大家思想的题目是真理必叫你们得以自由。
Today, the topic I want to share with you is the truth shall make you free.
这句话我们都很熟。
We are familiar with this topic.
那么，有一天我突然有一个感觉。
But one day I had a feeling.
我们是不是真的每一个人对真理都有同样的认识？
And do we all have the same definition for truth.
我们是不是真的觉得自己已经自由了？
Do we really feel we are free?
所以我想就利用这个机会把我当时想到这一点的时候我得到的心得跟大家分享。
So I want to use this opportunity to share with you my reflections.
我跟大家思想三点。
I want to share with you 3 points.
什么是真理？
The first one is, what is truth?
第二点，谁能够拥有这个真理？
The second point, who will have the truth?
第三点，什么是自由？
The third, what are we free from?
也就是问问看，我们是不是自由了？
It's like asking, are we really free?
什么是真理?
What is truth?
真理对每一个人可能有不同的看法。
Truth for everyone, we have different, have a different meaning.
在不同的时候，可能有不同的需要的时候，我们对真理的追求又不一样。
Maybe at different times of need, we have different definitions for truth.
比方说真理对哥伦布来讲
For example, truth to Christopher Columbus.
他在想假如我一直往一个方向走假如地球是圆的我可以回到家
To him, truth is if he keeps going straight around the earth, he will get home.
所以对他来说那个时候的真理他追求的是地球是不是圆的
To him, the truth that he pursued at that time was whether the earth was round.
对牛顿来讲
To Isaac Newton,
他看到苹果掉下来
He observed the apple falls from the tree. He observes that when he throws an object up, it will fall down. He is going after the question why. His truth is gravity. So we might ask different kind of questions.
从一个基督徒的观点,
from a Christian perspective,
可能每个人的问题不一样,
it's possible that we have different questions.
我们都很熟悉C.S. Lewis的工,他的所做的,
we are very familiar with the works of C.S. Lewis.
他有一个追求的真理,
he has a truth that he is searching.
这个世界上为什么要受痛苦?
His question was, why was there suffering in this world?
他一直在追求,
he was seeking.
我们也可能问, 为什么我们爱的人会死?
We might also ask, why do our loved ones die?
今天很多人可能问, 为什么我们没有工作?
Today, many people might ask, why do I not have a job?
有人问, 为什么这个世界上有这么多不公平的事?
Why are there so many unfair things happening in this world?
为什么神不把这些事情处决掉?
Why doesn't God destroy these evil things?
也许我们是基督徒, 我们有没有问过这个问题?
For us Christians, have we asked this question?
为什么我这么幸福可以变成基督徒?
How can we become Christians?
为什么我有这么好的家庭?
Why do we have such good families?
为什么我能够有永生?
Why do we have eternal life?
也许你们都问过这些问题。
Maybe you have asked those questions.
有没有得到答案?
Have you found the answers?
约翰福音第三章记载尼哥底母的事情。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 3, it documents the story of Nicodemus. Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night.
他来, 为什么他要来看耶稣?
Why does he go seek Jesus?
圣经上并没有记载得很清楚。
The Bible was not very clear.
圣经上在第三章里面说, 这人夜里来见耶稣说拉比, 我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的。 因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在无人能行。他讲了这句话，他并不是问一个问题，是不是？他只是说我知道你是从神那里来做师父的，因为你所做的如果不是有神同在没有人能行。他并没有问一个问题，可是耶稣知道他心里要问的问题。
So in John 3, chapter 3, verse 2, Nicodemus did not ask Jesus a question, but he came that he knew Jesus was a teacher from God, and for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
从耶稣回答他的, 耶稣说, 我实实在在告诉你, 人若不重生, 就不能见神的国。
So Jesus answered him in verse 3. It says, Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
你把尼哥底母所讲的二节跟耶稣回答三节连在一起, 好像耶稣你是答非所问，是不是？
If you read verse 2 and 3, you can say Nicodemus asked something that he knew the answer already.
No. What I'm trying to say is Jesus' answer of Nicodemus is not seem to be answering his question. 答非所问。他的回答并不是他所问的。可是耶稣为什么这样回答呢? 耶稣知道尼哥底母要追求的是什么?
Why did Jesus answer this way? Because he knew what Nicodemus was searching for.
从他问题里面我们就知道耶稣知道尼哥底母也是在追求一个真理就是说他能不能见神的国
From the question we can see that Nicodemus was searching the truth from Jesus The truth is whether he can go to heaven
尼哥底母是什么人
Who is Nicodemus?
我们大家都了解尼哥底母是个法利赛人
We all know that Nicodemus is a Pharisee.
他是从法利赛人那里学的。
He learned as a Pharisee.
我们也知道，耶稣说，圣经里面讲他是犹太人的官。
We also know that he is from the Sanhedrin.
犹太人的官的意思是说他是公会里的一名。
Which means that he is a member of the Sanhedrin.
那么这个公会。可以是当时犹太人最有权威的。
So if you are a member of the Sanhedrin, you are one of the most powerful people in the Jewish community.
他们是宗教的领袖，他们也是政治上的领袖。
So they are the leader in politics and religion.
我们相信尼哥底母对旧约圣经很熟悉。
So we know that Nicodemus is very familiar with the Old Testament.
为什么
？Why?
为什么？因为耶稣说你是以色列人的先生。
Because Jesus said you are the firstborn of the teacher of the Jewish people.
他假如是他们的先生，那他当然要懂得圣经，对不对
？If there he is a teacher, he must know the Bible.
这样的人仍然在追求这个真理。
Even such knowledgeable person is still searching for the truth.
他仍然不知道他能不能见神的国。
He still does not know if he can go to the kingdom of God.
我们来说呢?
What about us?
我常常问,我为什么每个礼拜来做礼拜?
I often ask myself, why do I come to church every Sunday?
我已经来做礼拜很多年了。
I have been coming to a Sunday worship for many years.
你们很多人也是常常来做礼拜。
Many of you are the same.
有的人五年了，有人十年了，有人超过二十年了。
Some has been for 5 years, 10 years, or some even more than 20 years.
我们有没有找到这个真理
？Have we found the truth?
这真理是什么
？What is truth？
我记得在差不多美国1970年的前面一段 ，early 70s。
So I remember in the early 70s in America。
那个时候好像有一个宗教的小的复兴。
There seems to be a religious revival at that time。
有很多人在他车子的后面。那个 bumper 上面有一个 bumper sticker.
So people put a bumper sticker in the rear end of their car.
那里说 I found the way. 我找到了道。
So the bumper sticker says I found the way.
他们见到人的时候就把这个食指这样子举起来。
So when they see somebody, they put up their index finger.
是食指啊，不要乱指指头哈。
It's the index finger, not any other fingers.
它表示我们找到了。
It represents that I have found.
是耶稣说过，我是道路、真理、生命。人若不借着我，没有人到父那里去。
Jesus says that he is the truth, the life, the three things. If you do not come through me, you cannot.God.
所以他们找到了，他们可以到父那里去。
So they have found, so they can go to heaven.
那么这个真理就在耶稣自己。
The truth is in Jesus.
那么耶稣说你们要重生，他跟那个尼哥底母说，你不重生就不能够见神的国。
So Jesus said to Nicodemus that you must be born again to see the kingdom.
那么保罗。在哥林多前书2章2节也这样说过，他 他说, 真理就是神的奥秘, 真理就是耶稣基督, 并他钉十字架, 神圣灵的事, 真理就是神在万事以前预定我们得荣耀。 那么换句话说, 很简单的, 真理
So, simply speaking, truth is Jesus being crucified.
这是真理.
That is truth.
那么在约翰一书2章25节也说, 真理就是主所应许我们的永生。
Truth in John, 1 John says that truth is our salvation.
那么真理在提多书说, 敬虔真理的知识, 盼望那无谎言的神, 在万古之先, 所应许的永生, 所以真理就是所应许的永生。
In Titus, the truth is the promised eternal life.
所应许的永生。 耶稣基督钉十字架, 这就是真理。
Jesus crucified, that is the truth.
约翰福音整本书, 可能说他的重要的思想就是谈到真理, 真理就是与一切有关耶稣的事。
In the Gospel according to John, the overall theme is truth.
真理就是耶稣, 耶稣来了,耶稣所说的一件事情, 耶稣所做的一件事情, 耶稣所成就的一件事情就是真理。
Truth is what is the coming of Christ, what Jesus said, what Jesus did, and what Jesus did in John.
所以我们了解什么是真理。
So we want to know what is truth.
谁能够 拥有这个真理,
so who can have the truth?
知道了是不是就可以有了?
By knowing, do we possess it?
你们可能已经有回答了。
Maybe you have an answer.
在这个8章31节我们念过了, 就是约翰福音8章31节, 这里说, 耶稣对信他的犹太人说, 你们若常常遵守我的道, 就真是我门徒。
John 8:13 says, So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples.
对信他的犹太人说, 这里表示这些人已经信他的。
He was speaking toward the believing Jews. That means they are already believed.
他们信他的, 他们一定是知道真理才信。
For them to have believed Jesus, they have known the truth.
可是耶稣说, 信还不够。
But Jesus said, by believing is not enough.
还要怎么样?
What else do you do?
常常遵守我的道。
Abide in my word.
换句话说, 我们只知道真理, 我们还不能够拥有这个真理。
In other words, by knowing the truth, we do not have the truth.
很简单, 我今天跟Horace讲, 我说我恭喜你, 你得了600万钱, 他也知道了, 他有了600万钱, 他知道了, 他有没有这个钱, 他不到银行里去查, 他还是没有这个钱。 他知道他到银行去取。
So today I was congratulating our brother Horace that he received a grant. But if he does not go check his bank account, he does not know whether he actually have the money.
所以你知道并不建立你有。
By knowing does not mean you have it.
耶稣讲过, 你要知道了我的真理, 你还要常常遵守我的道。 你才能够有这个真理，这个真理对你才有作用。So
Jesus said, by knowing the truth, is not enough. You have to abide in the word. then you will have the fruit.
所以我们不但知道，我们不但信。 我们要常常遵守我的道，基督的道。
So we not only know and believe, but we need to abide in His word.
这个讲的这个英文字 abide 是非常的重要。
So the word abide is very important.
我们看一下约翰福音第15章。
Let us go to
我们都很熟悉的经节。Let
us go to John 15.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰福音15章第4节。
John chapter 15, verse 4.
这里我就用中文念哈。你们要常在我里面，这个常在我里面就是abide的意思，英文的abide。我也常在你里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。 所以要常在耶稣里面，要常在主的道里面是很重要的。So
abide in Him and abide in His Word is very important.
我查了一下字典，这个英文字这个 abide 这个字，要翻成中文的话，它有三个意义：一个意思叫做坚持，一个意思叫做依从。 一个意思叫做居住，换句话说，不仅仅是住，要常常住，常常住就是坚持。So,
I looked in the dictionary for the Chinese meaning of abide, and there are three of them. There remain, endure, and do well.
还有一个叫做英文说叫做 endure. Endure 是表示我们不但要坚持，我们还要能够 经过一切的考验，然后 dwell 是什么意思？就是住的意思。所以我们要经常在神的话里面，我们要常常用神的话，要经过神的话的不断的考验。So
we need to not only be in the word, we also need to use the word every day to persevere through barriers and obstacles.
所以在约翰一书二章二十四节，使徒约翰这样子说的：“论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的，常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。”所以这里很简单的，就是说。 你起初所听到的，要常存在心里。So
in 1 John 2:24, it says that from what you heard in from the beginning, that you keep in your heart constantly.
Yes, 你就常在心里，就常在子里面。常在子是基督，常在基督里面，也就常在神里面。
So if you abide in the Son, you will also abide in the Lord.
所以换句话说，我们来做礼拜，我们上主日学，我们有 fellowship， 有团契。
In other words, we have Sunday worship, we have Sunday school, and we also have fellowship.
随时随地，我们都有很多自己的，还有自己的灵修。
Everywhere we have our own devotions.
所以我们常常在学习主的话语。So
we study the word of God often.
然后我们要常常把主的话语放在我们的生活里面。And
we also keep the word of God in our lives.
而且我们要坚持到底。And
we also need to persevere to the end.
这样，我们才算是一个拥有神真理的门徒。In
this way, we can be a disciple who possess the truth of our Lord.
所以我们看到了，什么是真理？So
we have seen what is truth.
我们也知道什么样的人可以拥有这个真理。We
also have seen what kind of people can have the truth.
因为假如你没有拥有这个真理，那这个真理对你没有用。
If you do not have the truth, there is no power of the truth.
你生命不会有改变。
You will not have a change in your life.
我可以每天来教会，都可以。
I can come to church every day.
人家说什么？24/7 365天，每一天来，每个小时来，每一年来，两年来，每十多少年来，你不把这个常常遵守，就没有办法得到这个真理。
If we do not abide in the word, we cannot have the truth, even though I come to church 24/7 every day or every week, every month, every year.
那么现在的问题就是说，这个真理对我有什么用？
So now the question is, what's the works of the truth?
我们今天的题目是什么？
What is the topic of the sermon?
真理必叫你们得以自由。
The truth shall make you free.
那么问题说，真理让我们自由，得自由。
So he says, truth will give us freedom.
你们有没有自由？
Do you have freedom?
我有没有自由？
Do I have freedom?
假如我像那些犹太人的话，那犹太人跟耶稣说什么？说我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，我们也不是人家的奴隶，我们当然是自由。
If we look at the Jews in the passage,They said they're free because they're the descendants of Abraham, and they're not enslaved by anyone. How are we not free?
神已经把他们从犹太人的为奴之地带出来了。
The Lord has already taken them from slavery.
所以他们当然已经不是奴隶了。
So they're no longer slaves.
可是耶稣说他们还不是自由。
However, Jesus said they are still not free.
同样的，我也可以说。
In a similar fashion, I can also say.
我已经从工厂呢，你们早就逃出来了。
I've already escaped from the factory.
From the communism.
Oh, communism.
啊，不是。我想着想到了，我是说共产党，他说就是工厂，工厂当然是 factory， 所以你并没有犯错，我没有讲清楚。我们当初逃躲日本人，逃共产党，然后到美国这个自由国家来，我也到了美国45年了，我应该已经很自由了，是不是
？So I escaped the Japanese.The communist and came to this free land of America. Why am I not free?
我们看一下。
Let us take a look.
什么是从主耶稣的观点来说是自由？
What is freedom from the perspective of Jesus?
那么我们也可以想一想，我们是有没有自由？第一，有没有自由
？So we can think about.First, do we have freedom?
第二，我们有多少自由？
Second, how much freedom?
我们是不是完完全全的自由了？
Are we completely free?
那么大家打开到路加福音四章。
So let's open, let's flip to Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。大家找到以后，我们看第十七节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 17.
这里说，有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说，这是主耶稣出来侍奉，他到了一个犹太人的会堂里面。到了会堂里面，就有人第十七节说，把先知以赛亚的书交给他。 那么他就开始念，这是以赛亚61章，今天我们的经节背诵的就是以赛亚61章第一节。那么耶稣这里就开始念的就是以赛亚61章的第一节。
So in verse 18, this is actually from Isaiah 61 verse 1.
他说我来念，我就用中文念，就不必再用英文念了。你们用英文圣经的可以跟着我一起看，就是路加福音第4章第18节，这里说主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。好，我们这里看到主耶稣说他来了，他来的目的是什么？他来的是目的要传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。这是主耶稣来的。
So in verse 18 it says that Jesus says that he came. Why did he came? It says in this verse that he came to proclaim the good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
假如你们有那个节目单，
If you have the bulletin,
你打开我们今天要背的经节，
You can see the memory verse for
today. 那里面所记载的跟耶稣在路加福音讲的有一点点不同。
There is a slight difference in that verse and in Luke.
在以赛亚61章里面，他有一个说差遣我医好伤心的人。
The difference is in Isaiah, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
所以我们再把这个加进去。
If we add that into Luke.
所以第一点我们是说他要来要传福音给贫穷的人。
So number one, Jesus came to proclaim good news to the poor.
那么我来问。
So I want to ask.
我们是不是贫穷的人？
Are we poor?
什么是贫穷的人？
What is poor? People?
这个贫穷是指财富吗？
Does it mean wealth?
我想不是。
I don't think so.
登山宝训马太福音5章耶稣所说的八福，第一个有福的是什么人？
In Matthew chapter 8, what did Jesus say?
Chapter 5.
Jesus say the people who have
the beatitude. 什么人？虚心的人有福了。我相信这个虚心的人就是贫穷的人。这个贫穷表示我们心里面是谦卑的，我们心里面是温和的，我们是虚心的，我们有这种人是有福了。那换句话说，假如我们要得到真理的自由，我们一定要是虚心的人，要谦和的人。虚心就是 humble、
so
humble or meek, 或者是 meek, meek.
Humble or meek, you are the blessed.
So,
and I think poor means the humble or the meek.
So, 我们有没有自由？
Do we have freedom?
换句话说，我是不是个虚心的人？
In other words, am I a humble person?
虚心的人可能得到自由，可以得到主的福音。
The humble can get the good news from the Lord.
第二种人可以有自由是伤心的人。
The second kind who can get freedom are the brokenhearted.
主来了是要医好伤心的人。
The Lord came to cure the brokenhearted.
你是真的心里面有疾病的吗？
Are you truly brokenhearted?
或者是你是新的破碎是因为罪的关系。
Or is your shattering of your heart the cause of sin?
或者是说你心里面有一种内疚的感压着你变成伤心的人。
Or do you have a guilt in your heart?
或者是说你心里面怕神的愤怒有一天要来，所以你是伤心的人。
Or are you afraid that you're afraid of the Lord's anger?
假如我们不是心里面为了罪而伤心，我们没有感觉到因为罪我们有内疚感。
If because of sin that you are brokenhearted, that you are afraid, and you are afraid of God's wrath, you may not be comforted.
因为耶稣说什么？我 医生，一个人不生病，不需要医生。
Jesus said, if you have not been ill, you do not a physician.
那么换句话说，你没有感觉到自己有罪，你没有为你自己的罪哀伤，你唯有为了要怕神的惩罚，心里面忧虑的话，你不会得到神的医治，你不会得到自由。
In other words, you will not receive comforting or curing from the Lord unless you feel guilt about your sins.
所以我们说了，他传福音给贫穷的人，给虚心的人，我们是不是虚心的人？他来了要医好伤心的人，我们是不是伤心的人？
So Jesus came and said that he came for the poor. Are we the humble? He came for the brokenhearted, and are we brokenhearted?
他又来是让被掳的得释放，我们是不是被掳的？
He also came to give liberty to the oppressed. Are we the oppressed?
因为主耶稣基督告诉犹太人说什么？说我实实在在告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you." If you have sinned, you are the slave to sin.
我们是不是罪的奴仆？
Are we a slave to sin?
耶稣说，我来了，使瞎眼的得看见。
Jesus said, I came to recover the sight of the blind.
我们是不是瞎眼的？
Are we blind?
John Newton 写了一首诗叫 Amazing Grace。
John Newton wrote the hymn Amazing Grace.
它里面说到什么? Once I was lost. 我从前是医师的，我现在寻找。 我以前是瞎眼的，我现在可以看见。 Once blind, now I see. 他牛顿是不是瞎子啊?
Was Newton blind?
他这个瞎眼是什么意思?
What did he mean by blind?
你假如看 那个奇异恩典的词的话，你了解它是什么地方瞎眼。
If you study the words of the hymn, you will know what he is blind of.
他不能够看到他需要神。
He could not see that he need God.
他也没有看到神保守他经过很多的痛苦跟灾难。
He could not see that God has kept him from sufferings.
至少这是我从那经节里面所看到的。
And that's what I saw from the hymn.
也可以说, 这个瞎眼的人都是住在黑暗中的人。
We can also say the blind are the people who are living in the darkness.
我们是不是住在黑暗中的人?
Are we living in the darkness?
主耶稣来的是领我们出黑暗。 进光明,
Jesus came to lead us out of darkness into the light.
瞎眼的得看见，我们是不是瞎眼？
The blind will see. Are we the blind?
他还说是什么？
What did he also say?
那些受欺压的人，受欺压 oppressed.
Those oppressed
得到释放。
Will be released.
为什么受欺压的人会得到自由？
Why would the oppressed receive freedom?
有没有想到？
Have you thought about that?
我们不必查哈。 在约伯记36章里面， 以利户跟约伯曾经讲过一句话。
In Job chapter 36, Elihu has said this to Job.
他说什么呢？ 他的意思是说，神用人在被欺压时候所受到的痛苦，打开人的耳朵。He
says the Lord will open the ears of those who are oppressed.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
假如你受到欺压，
If you are oppressed,
我们经常的反应是什么？
What's our natural reaction?
抱怨是不是？
To complain.
你抱怨， 你可以抱怨到不知道多少次， 永远得不到解决。
You can complain again and again, you will never see a solution.
抱怨得不到。
You cannot complain to an answer.
所以，以利户是告跟约伯讲，一个人受欺压的时候，神需要他寻求神，这是寻求神的好机会。So
Elihu told Job that if you are oppressed, it is an opportunity for you to seek God.
所以，当你受到欺压的时候，你寻求神，你就得到了自由。So
when you are oppressed. And you seek God, you will receive freedom.
什么是真正的自由？
What is real freedom?
我们假如是虚心的，
If we're humble,
我们可以得自由。
We can find freedom.
假如我们是伤心的，
If we are brokenhearted,
我们可以得到自由。
We can find freedom.
假如我们是罪的奴仆，
If we're the slave of sin, we can find freedom.
假如我们是受欺压的，
If we are the oppressed, we can find freedom.
我们可以在这些方面来思想。
We can reflect in these areas.
那么我今天跟大家选了一首回应诗歌。
So today I chose the Ending him.
这个回应诗歌是 Alfred Jackson 所写的。
The hymn is written by Alfred Jackson.
等一下，我们现在就要唱。
We will sing momentarily.
在我们唱的时候，
As we sing,
我们可以仔细的思想这里面的字句。
We can think about and meditate on the words of the hymn.
让你真正给你自己做一个评估。
So you can do a self-evaluation.
我是不是有自由？
Do I have freedom?
我有多少自由？
How much freedom do I have?
哪些地方让我没有能够得到自由？
In what areas prevent me from getting any freedom?
这是一首非常好的诗歌， 那个诗词 跟我们今天所讲的非常的相近。
This is a very good hymn. The lyrics resonates with my preaching today.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，孩子感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we as children, we thank you.
把自己仰望在你的手中，看到神你对我的带领跟恩典。
We look up and we can see your blessings and your grace.
让我们真正的每一天都在你的面前自己反省。
So we can truly to reflect in front of you.
我们是真不是真正的常常的存在你的道理。
And we are also truly and often in your word.
在我们的生命中, 我们是不是真的已经出黑暗进光明?
In our lives, have we truly escaped darkness into light?
我们是不是真的能够在主里面有喜乐, 有自由?
Do we truly have joy and freedom in the Lord?
我们感谢你,
we thank you.
我们靠主耶稣基督宝贵的圣灵,
we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.